This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hi, I'm Stevola. Welcome to Style Stevola, where every Saturday night, I interview guests with style. Style is more than what you see. Hi, guys. I just want to say, thank you for listening. It's really important to me. This is truly, an amazing, amazing, amazing night. Not only that you guys are listening to me talk and my guests, but I mean that you're tuning in and that you give me the opportunity to share with you, me, my friends and the industry and all the good stuff. So tonight we have an exciting show. Tonight we're talking fashion and with people who are obsessed with fashion. And there are two of us. So me and one other. I was so inspired to bring my guest on tonight because I first laid eyes on this incredible human being. There was a connection. I saw this vision. This vision head to toe in Versace. not only was he wearing the most bold and beautiful Technicolor prints from one of the latest collections that I'm a huge fan of. I noticed him, but he was wearing these incredible clothes, but he was also, it was infectious. He was happy. He was having the best time of his life. He, was smiling, he was living in the moment. And I thought that I was I need to know this guy. He was confident and he was a true star. We locked eyes. And the rest is history. I am honored to now call him my friend. There are a few people in this amazing world that you have that instant connection with. And he was one of them. A man who partly expresses himself by the way he dresses. And I say partly because we express ourselves in many different ways. And fashion can be one of them. And what I loved is he's not afraid to wear wild, beautiful print and incredible color. So without further ado, hello, Brian Abrams.
Hi, Stevola. Thank you so much for having me. This is an honor. It's truly, I love talking fashion, but I love talking interesting, vibrant, fun people. The story Stevola was telling you, all the listeners, and thank you very much for tuning in tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Was at the Best of Philly Style Party in July. And my girlfriend and I said, let's just take one last lap. We really didn't know a whole lot of people there. And we were walking and we saw them. It was a vision.
Another vision. Oh, yes. My God, that's amazing.
Stevola and Victor were standing there, and I said to my girlfriend, we've got to get to know these two. I mean, they are fabulous. They need to be our friends. And we instantly went over there. She walked over to Stevola. I walked over to Victor. Then we swapped, and we swapped phone numbers. And
well, we just swapped by talking.
Yes.
Right. Let's make that clear.
Oh, yes. 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 Absolutely. Yes. But it was just sometimes you come across people and you have this instant connection.
Yep. And so true.
It was more than just talking. It was almost an aura that the four of us all connected, and immediately they were like, we need your phone number. We're like, we need your phone number. And then the next week we were out to dinner. And then the week after that, they invited us to dinner again to meet some of their friends.
Yeah.
And it's been an exciting friendship because you meet certain people. You meet a lot of people in life. You go through life. You meet a lot of people here and there. But then you meet a few people who just you connect with on a whole different level.
Agree.
And I am honored to be here talking on the show with Steve Vella. And he is just so fabulous in what he does.
And when, duh.
Yes, duh is right.
I'm just kidding.
No, that's true. But the thing is, when he called me and said, would you like to be on the show? I love talking about myself. No, I'm only kidding.
Right. But of course, as you should.
But when
an amazing wife.
When he said, would you be on my show? I thought, he and I sitting on the radio, talking fashion, talking about our lives, talking what's wonderful in life and our friendship. It's not being on a show. It's sitting together. It's like sitting in the living room and just chatting with each other.
Right, right. All we're missing is a cocktail.
Exactly.
Well, for me.
Yes, I don't drink, but.
Right, you don't drink, but I do. So it'd be like, right. It'd
exactly.
be like, cheers. Cheers
yes.
to
but,
us.
But I mean, it's just, it's an honor. I mean, this is.
Thank you.
It's an honor. And I love fashion so much. And we connected on that.
Let me interrupt you for one second.
Sure.
Sorry, but let's rewind for like just because I want the listeners to, you know, everyone out there, love you guys, but I want them to understand you and your background and your history.
Okay.
So I love that, you know, you after college you opened a record store.
Yeah.
Right. So let's start there.
Okay. Applied to law school. Was going to go, and my mom got sick, and I was living with my mom, and I said, well, I could either do that, or I could stay home and take care of her, and so I decided to do that, and then two friends of mine who were teachers at the high school that I attended said, you know, they had this idea about opening a record store, but they were teaching all the time, so who was going to run the record store? They wanted to open it up, but they said, we don't know anybody who will run it, so they called me. And the three of us got together and the business plan took place and they were going to teach the entire time and I was going to run the business. And
amazing.
We started from scratch and this was, you know, 1974, 75. This was.
Oh, my God. I was just born.
Yes. Yes. But this.
Well, so were you. So it's fine.
Yes, right. Exactly. I just don't look my age.
Right.
So anyway, so this was the era of, I mean, this was the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, this, you know, the Beatles had broken up,
oh
but
God,
still, and I've got a great story about that. We'll have to talk about a story I have about the Beatles in the record store. But, so we started the record store and then it took off and then there was a second one and a third and fourth and fifth.
Oh, so it became a chain.
It became a small chain. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But so, yeah. So what was the passion behind that? Like, why did you
my mom raised five boys by herself and there wasn't a lot around, but we never knew what we weren't missing because we had each of us. But the one thing that was great that my mom raised us on was music. It was, she took us when we were, I was probably 13, she took us to the Steel Pier to see the Supremes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yes, so we saw the Supremes. And so when I got bar mitzvahed, the one thing that I wanted with my money was a record player for start my record collection. And my first album that I bought was Rolling Stones, Big Hits and Green Grasses, because they're my favorite band and I've
so
seen
good.
Them 116 times.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Including 2014 in Rome. Thank you very much.
What? Baller. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. But I love that we have this like incredible connection because I mean last week I had Cortland Carr and Stephen Lorick and they're musicians and I shared with the listeners the story that it was like really truly like I mean my I grew up like listening to music always.
Right.
Always. It's a huge, huge part of my who I am and my existence and what inspired me.
Or
inspires me today.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, before the iPhone, I had albums. And I had thousands of albums all around my house. And so we started the record store. And the great thing was I got to pick most of the stock that was in there. And I did a really good job. And we became successful. And then we branched out. We actually started doing a head shop along with the record store.
What's that?
Like bongs and...
Oh, oh well, we'll get into that.
Yes.
So, yeah, keep going, sorry.
Yeah, and actually I have an amazing story about the bongs, just an like ridiculous story. So,
we'll have another story.
Yes.
About bongs tonight when the show ends, but we have to go to a commercial break. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's Stevola, Style with Stevola. And I am here with Brian Abrams. Right?
Yes.
I love you.
And
this guy, I just have to tell you guys, we were just talking about it, and he has seen the Rolling Stones 116 times.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You're like a fan. Yeah. Should we call you a roadie?
Pretty much. Obsessed.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. So, I mean, when was their last concert now?
Well, they just toured here a little while ago, but I did not go to this last one because I've seen, I mean, it really has to be special for me to go at this point to anything. At this, you know, I've seen, you name it, Hendrix, Joplin.
Amazing.
CCR, all the biggies. I didn't see the Beatles. When I was growing up at the bus stop,
growing up at the bus stop?
Yes. There was a girl there, and she was just loved the Beatles. And I didn't like her, so I loved the Rolling Stones instead.
Right.
So I had to.
Right? See how things influence you?
Yes, exactly.
You didn't even care about the music. You were just like, I don't like you. I'm going to listen to something different.
Yeah, I can't listen to that. Rolling Stones rock. And so.
Amazing.
But I have a great Beatles story from when we had the record store. So I'm in the record store one day, and it's the second store that we opened was in a college town.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls are looking through the bin of the records. And the one girl looks at the records and she says, oh, look, that's the Beatles. That was the group Paul McCartney was with before he made it big with the Wings.
What?
Yes. I know. I know. My partner there was like, I was ready to jump over and choke her. He goes,
right,
Brian, calm down.
Your jaw must have like hit the ground. Like, right, or like,
I'm like, did you hear what she just said?
Right. That's crazy. That's crazy.
The Wings were nice. They were not the Beatles.
Right, right.
Please.
Exactly. Okay, so now, I mean, I really want to, we have to segue. Because, I mean, you have the most incredible collection of Versace.
Thank you.
I mean, which is...
My passion.
Oh my gosh. So passion for fashion,
yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Which, I mean, I love it. And every time I see you, like tonight, I mean, you are wearing the most impeccable clothes. And like I said in the opening statement, like, I mean, you're a vision. And I was like, wow, we need to be friends. I mean, this person, like, I mean, you wear these clothes and you have this confidence about you. And, you know, and thinking about like I don't want to offend anyone out there in radio land, but, you know, a white shirt and a blazer is very different to a Versace ensemble.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And go ahead.
No. And I was just saying, I'm just so excited to have met you and to see somebody who is, you know, may I say flamboyant or just like out there.
Over the top.
Right. And just expresses themselves through fashion.
Yes.
I think it's really, really like admirable because I do the same thing.
Well, I used to be to tell the people. No.
Wait, and you don't have to be gay to do it.
No. Although, believe me, people have said I am because of my clothes. I've had a lot of people say to me, no straight man has fashion sense like you. Like, I can't put together furniture, like pick this to go with that, but give me a shoe and a shirt and a pant and this and that and the other thing, and I'm like, yes,
bada bing, bada boom,
bada bing. Let's bring it together, baby.
Right,
we'll go with that.
Right, right. That's. I mean, that, also what intrigued me about you is, I mean, here you are with this, you know, beautiful woman on your arm, and you just like, you're incredible. Your fashion is great.
Well, I was very heavy growing up, extremely heavy.
Okay.
There was a section that a lot of young listeners would not know today, but there was a section called Husky back in the day.
I used to wear Husky corduroy jeans when I was growing up.
Well, Husky was basically all you fat people, you can't even shop here. Go over to Husky. And so that's what I would wear. And then I graduated college and I was in that weight. And I decided there was a lifeguard at the pool and I wanted to date her, but there was no way she was going to go out with me then. So I started to run. And I started to run and run. And
because you wanted her to notice you?
Yes. Yes, I wanted to go out.
Because you're
her.
A quote unquote husky?
Yes.
Right. So
yes.
You're like, I want like a trim body and I want her to like notice
me. Then after I started to lose weight, I started to get interested in fashion. I'm like, I can't wear these clothes that are way too big on me. So I started to look, and there was a designer in Philadelphia named Willie Smith, had a fabulous line of Willie wear that unfortunately Willie passed away too young. Then I went through my Ralph Lauren preppy phase. Which,
I love that you just cringed.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I love Ralph Lauren for what they
Ralph
stand
Lauren
for.
Ralph Lauren is an iconic designer. He is American fashion. For 50 years, Ralph Lauren is the epitome of American fashion. But he's not me. Like, I need color. I need splash. I need boisterous. I need people saying, oh, my God, look at that shirt. So
right, right.
All of a sudden.
But also, too, even if Ralph Lauren does, like, a bright colored shirt, a polo shirt, you're still like,
No, well, yeah, but he might do a bright colored shirt, but he doesn't do it with 18 different colors in it like Gianni did.
Or that, right, and that pizzazz.
Yes.
Like that extra, like.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where a lot of people think like Versace would be like over the top and even the word that I'm trying to think of. Oh, my God, I can't even think. Like gaudy. Gaudy.
Yeah.
Well, and which to me, I always just appreciate that because something so different. Like, well, as I appreciate Ralph, I appreciate Gianni.
And Ralph is iconic. And it's funny you said that to Gaudi, because Giorgio Armani had a famous quote that he dressed the wives, Gianni dressed the mistresses. Well, I want to be with the mistresses, please.
I am a mistress.
Exactly. No, thank you. So I'm
not really, so, guys. I'm just kidding.
Early 80s, I was very fortunate. Gianni was in New York. I was very fortunate. I met Gianni, and he had...
When was that? What was the
like
first time?
Early 80s, Bergdorf Goodman, I believe it was. I'm not exactly sure, but...
Okay, so hold on one sec. So let's backtrack. So
yes.
So this is when you were losing weight, or you lost the weight?
Lost most of my weight now at this point.
And how much weight had you lost at that point?
75 pounds.
Amazing.
And being as short as I am... Picture an extra 75 pounds on me. That's double my size. So, yeah, okay. I went from like a 46 down to a 30. And so,
wow.
When
first of all, guys, I just want you to understand, listeners, like, I struggle with my weight on and off my entire life. And that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge to like, I mean, be that disciplined and make it like.
And if
happen.
You want to backtrack, I was in the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. I had like asthma and breathing problems, allergies, terrible allergies. And there was a doctor there, and he told my mother that I would be heavy my entire life. That's what he told my mother. And years later, after I lost all my weight, I went back to the Children's Hospital and I found that doctor and I showed him what I looked like. Because he would.
What did he do?
He couldn't believe it. I mean, my mother would get very upset because he would be very like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'd start crying. But then I went back there and I said, look, fabulous.
Right. Fabulous. And a Versace.
Yes.
Right. So, and you're wearing Crocs.
Yes. But the thing is, John, I mean, there was something. It's very hard to explain, I think, to people who don't live passion. I mean, you can like passion. I mean, you can like fashion. You can like clothes. You can have a passion for it. And then there's people who fashion is their life.
Right.
It's everything in the world to them.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, I've lost three younger brothers have passed away. And I took care of my youngest brother the last 5 years of his life.
Well, wait, hold on one second, though, because I think we have to get to that. But I want to go back to, you lost the weight, then, you know, and then you, how did you find, I mean, not that, that's
right.
very
no,
important,
no, no. I know
but
you
I want to, I want the listeners to understand, you know, how did you find Versace? Like, you lost the weight.
Well,
and
I
then,
lost it. And then like, I met him and I started to look at magazines and I'm like, wow, who's this Johnny Versace? And it was bright colors. And I could never wear, there's no bright colors when you're husky. There's no such thing.
No.
And so I remember I bought a purple Versace shirt and I put it on and I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh.
Where'd you buy it?
My God, Bergdorf Goodman.
Oh, love you, Bergdorf. Oh my God, my favorite place in the entire world.
Oh my God. So after that, I had to, I studied it and I met him. And it just became, it evolved into a thing where I would only buy Versace. I would only wear Versace.
Okay. And then, so you met him.
Yes, I met
so
him.
So that moment, like when you met him, like where was that moment you were just like, wow, like
this person gets me, I just had this connection.
I want to understand that.
Yeah, it was a connection that it's kind of hard to explain. But like Johnny put out these books, when he was alive, Men Without Ties and South Beach Stories.
Yep.
I have those books. They're all autographed to me personally. He wrote, you know, personally. And in fact, in one of the books, Donatella writes, "You look fabulous, Brian," inside the book. And so it was a connection. And then the more I would wear the clothes. And then people would notice me in the clothes, and from someone who could not wear anything, and not that I was ridiculed, but just being fat and everything, you just don't get the attention. I was loving the attention.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have so much more to talk about.
Oh yes.
And this is so great. Thank you for being here. And
thank you guys, for having me.
Thank you. But please, 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 guys, stay tuned because we have so much more to talk about Brian Abrams and Versace.
It's Style with Stevola. Once again, Stevola Sanchez.
Welcome back. It's Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola, and I'm here with Brian Abrams.
Thank you.
I your name, it's so celebrityism to me. But we were just talking earlier about, you know, your relationship and how you discovered Versace and Gianni, and it was the Bergdorf moment. Tell us more about that experience and how how it transcended into something that was so
incredible. I think that I started to really study fashion, and the one thing that I loved about Versace, besides the clothes, besides the way I looked, besides it made me feel, was the family connection. There was nothing more important to Johnny than Santo and Donatella and his nieces and nephew. And the most important thing to me is my family. My mom raised five boys by herself.
Right.
So we had that closeness, and the Versaces had that closeness, and there was just something unspoken that I just loved about the Versace family, and it was a family business. I mean, Johnny gave Donatella Versus to start Versus back in the day, and Santo was doing the business end of it. And it was just, it just felt something that there's certain times things happen in life that you can't explain.
But it's what I love is that, you know, you have your family entity, you have your family,
right.
your family, right? And we all choose our family, whether they're blood related or not,
right.
We have our families. And then, you know, you meet this new family, and to have them welcoming you and being so loving to you is pretty remarkable.
I mean, that's very nice.
And it's the Versace family. It's not any family. I mean, it's Versace.
Well, and I am the luckiest person in the world when it comes to that. I've been treated so wonderfully well. The Versaces have been so welcoming. And probably after all these years of almost 40 years of collecting and buying and only wearing Versace, the epitome happened last June. It was Fashion Week in Milan, which is a very hard ticket to get, extremely hard ticket to get. And I was trying to get a ticket. So I reached out to Francesca, who is Santo's wife. And I said, you know, can I maybe talk to Santo? And then she gave me Santo's personal cell phone number.
Amazing.
And so I texted Santo and I was like nervous. I'm like, I'm texting Santo Versace. Oh my God, this is amazing. I'm texting Santo Versace. And it's hard to explain to people the feeling I get about Versace. It's very hard to explain. And then I got this text back. And so I had asked him, could you just please get me a single ticket to the fashion show?
Right.
And I thought, okay. And he said, yes. Well, little did I know, I show up in Milan and he and I are talking about where he's going to leave the ticket for me at the Versace boutique on Monte Napoleone, which is kind of like a second family. That's the other thing. Now, after all these years, I go into the New York store. I go into the Milan store. I just flew down to Dallas in September for a party down there. I flew up to the Toronto for the opening of the store there. I flew to Chicago the opening. And I'm like great friends.
What a life. I love
with
that.
With all the managers.
Can you take me?
Yes.
Somewhere?
I know. You're like my girlfriend. Put me in a suitcase. Come on. Stash me away. So I get to the Monte Napoleone boutique and the manager's my really dear friend, Giuseppe. And so he gets me the ticket. So I'm trying to see, like, it's very pecking level at fashion shows. Front row is celebrities, VIPs, fashion editors, top clients. That's who's in the front row.
Yep.
And then you have second, third row. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll be in like the second or third row this time. And I open up my envelope and it says, guest of Santo Versace. And I'm like, what?
You got the golden ticket.
I had, like, when I showed the people at the store, they're like, Brian, you're Santo's guest. I'm like, I must have taken 20 pictures of that. I'm like, I
Instagrammed it for like a month.
Oh, I did.
Right?
Oh, yes. Yes. See,
At this pose or this pose or this pose.
And so, I mean, I thought it was, so he calls me. And I've taught myself to speak Italian, but...
Para italiano.
Si.
Si, dimmi qualcosa.
Si. Say something, yes. So when he speaks it, sometimes he speaks it really fast and I don't understand. So I'm like, basta, basta.
Right, right. And stop, si, stop, stop.
Si. So he said, did you get the ticket? And I said, si. Dammi un biglietto. So,
biglietto. Yeah, there you go.
Right. Biglietto. So then I go, so I put on my outfit and see, when I go to the Versace fashion show or I go anywhere, it takes me forever to decide to go through my closets of what I'm going to wear. It's a major undertaking.
You have the most extensive collection.
Yes, I have one of the biggest collections in the world, yes.
Right, in the world. I mean, do you have anything else in your closet besides Versace?
No.
Right.
No.
So every day you wear Versace.
Correct.
I love that. And I mean, as someone would think, oh, it's Versace, so it's all Versace, so it wouldn't be that hard. But when you have all these incredible prints and all this incredible...
Like tonight I put out, do you remember the movie American Gigolo with Richard Gere? Where Richard Gere's wearing Armani. Boo. No.
We love you, Armani.
We love you, Armani. No,
right.
Really. Yes, we do.
We don't want any haters.
No,
but
exactly.
Right.
So he lays out three Armani suits on the bed. So to come up tonight to see you guys, I'm like, the first thing I do is I go through my Instagram account and see what shirt I haven't worn for at least 2 years. So then I match that with I start with the shirt. Then I go with the shoes and then match the pants to all that.
I love it.
So I'm walking over there and I get into the fashion show and I'm seeing some of my friends. And this one friend says to mine, Brian, where are you sitting tonight? I'm like, I'm in the front row. And they're like, no way. I said, yeah. And I'm guest of Santo Versace. And I walk in and one of Santo's assistants comes up to me and he goes, Mr. Abrams. I'm like, no, Brian, please. And so he walks down there and Santo gives me this big hug and kiss. And he asks people to take pictures of the two of us together. And then he and I are doing selfies. And then Carlo Capuzza, who's the head of the Italian Fashion Week, he's sitting on my right. Santo's sitting on my left. So all these photographers are coming over and they're taking pictures and because it's Santo Versace and I'm there. So then everybody's wanting to take pictures with us. And the models are, and then the show starts, and I'm realizing I'm in the front row at a Versace fashion show. Now, I'm trying to explain to people what this means to me. If I had a choice between sitting at the 50-yard line of a Super Bowl or sitting front row of the Versace fashion show, please, darling, there's not even a choice. I mean, I'm like taking a fashion show.
Samesies.
Every day of the week. Right. And seven times on Sunday.
Right.
So. And
maybe they should sell tickets for the fashion shows.
And oh, I wish.
Maybe that's a new thing.
I know. Right. But it was so the connection, you know, today, Santo got an award in Milan.
Yeah.
It was his wife, Francesca, posted it on his Instagram account. I personally text Santo, which still just baffles me that I have Santo Versace's private cell and phone number. And I text him and he texts me back. And you do Italian.
Yeah.
So
I like it. You just said you do Italian. I'm all, yes, I do.
Agrissimi un abbraccio forte.
Wait, say that one more time.
Agrissimi un abbraccio forte.
Agrissimi?
Agrissimo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Un abbraccio forte. Big hug.
Yeah.
And he has a kiss underneath. And so it's just, and it means the world to me. There are some days I don't want to get out of bed. I've lost three younger brothers. I took care of my youngest brother for last five years of his life. Mm-hmm. I took care of my mother the last 6.5 years of her life when she was on oxygen. And people would say to me, you're giving this up. You're giving that up. I'm like, no, it's my mom. She raised five boys by herself. I would be, if my mom was still on oxygen, she passed away in 1991, I would still be taking care of her.
Yeah.
But there's some days, but then I look in my closet and I pull out a Versace shirt and all of a sudden that terrible feeling is gone. Dorothy and Oz.
Yes. Click your heels three
click
times.
Click my heels three times. Just going down the yellow brick road.
Right. That's incredible. Incredible. Oh my gosh. I relate to that. I mean, your story in general, but like, I relate to that. Like, I mean, taking care of your family, my mother, you know, very similar story. And it's beautiful that, I mean, you've accomplished so much and you've experienced so much, but you still are so grounded and family is so important.
The most important thing is my family, and I have one brother left out of five. And he only lives 2 miles away from me. And I have two nieces, including my goddaughter.
Yeah.
And so, like, Christmas time comes and I empty the store and put it in their living room. And as my goddaughter said to me this year, Uncle Brian, you killed it this year.
I love it. But it's really important, back to the whole idea of you and the connection with your family and Versace
and Versace and their family. Yes.
But we're going to talk. We have so much more to talk about. So please stay tuned and we'll be back after these messages. Bye.
This is Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's Stevola, Style with Stevola. I am here with my amazing guest, Brian Abrams.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Love being here.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. We started to talk about the whole bond and the connection of us, one, both loving fashion, but then two, the whole family connection, how, you know, Versace is a, you know, pretty tight family unit.
Yes.
And so are you.
Yeah.
So I want to go into well, let's get personal.
Okay.
Right? So you
grew up oldest of five boys. My mom raising five boys by herself from the time I was 12 on. And my mom her entire life was built around what she called her Fab Five. We would have, like, the neighbors would have these gorgeous manicured lawns with everything perfect. And my mom would let us cut base paths in our backyard. And then we put a pitcher's mound in our backyard. And everybody would come over to our house. It was, I mean, my
mom. Like, everyone would come over to play with you guys.
Oh, God, yes.
All the kids.
But not only that, my mom was such an influence on people that I've had people tell me that she was a bigger influence on them than their own parents. And it was just, to this day, I get up in the morning and I look and there's a picture of my mom and my five brothers facing me. And I know I can go another day. And so that...
Listeners, I want you to follow me on Stevola and Style with Stevola. But if you would send me that photo.
Yes.
And they could also follow you. But I'd love to post that photo so they can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what inspires you every day. And I think that's really important.
Here's the photo. Right there on my phone.
Oh, my God. And he's going to send it to me right now, real time.
And so, consequently, the family has been the most important unit for me. Take away everything in my life that I've done. Take away all the amazing experiences I've had traveling the world, going to see the Rolling Stones 116 times, sitting in the front row at the Versace fashion show, meeting Johnny and Santo and Donatella and Allegra, Donatella's daughter. And take away all of that.
And meeting me.
And meeting Stevella, absolutely. top five.
Right.
So, but I would give everything up for five more minutes with my mom and my brothers.
Oh, I love that.
I would give everything I have in my life. I would give my entire closets. I would give everything just for five more minutes. I live in the house I grew up in, and the kitchen table was the table that everybody wanted to live. Or everybody wanted to come over to the Abrams house for the kitchen, sit around the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And I would have my friends, and my twin brothers would have their friends, and everybody would come over. And it was, and to this day, it still is the most important thing in my life. I live 2 miles away from my brother. So I know next Saturday, when it's my goddaughter's birthday, I know exactly where I'm going to be. And she's already told me where I'm going to be because I got a text.
Right.
But.
Right.
Well, let me, Uncle Brian.
But let me, speaking of family, and I want to go, like, I want to focus on that. And I know there was a moment in your life when, you know, your brother got sick.
Yeah. My youngest brother, my brother, I mean, we've had tragedy from my brother. Ricky was diagnosed with cancer at 25 years old and stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give him much time, but he fought. When my twin brother gave him a bone marrow transplant, he lived another 6.5 years. He passed away at 32 years old in 1989. And then my mom passed away in 1991. And then I got the horrible phone call. I was down in Rehoboth Beach with my best friend, and I got the phone call that my brother Henny had passed away in New York in February of 2013. And then my youngest brother, I took care of my youngest brother the last 5 years of his life.
Yeah.
My youngest brother was one of the most courageous people I'd ever seen. He had 6 heart attacks. He had 6 strokes. He was bipolar. He had diabetes. And I moved him into my house to take care of him. And I would drive him to dialysis a couple days a week. And I would get his meals in between that. And so I think people are thankful for this car or thankful for this house or thankful for this and that. No, be thankful that every day that you can get up and enjoy life and hug your family and talk to your friends. That's the most important thing. And so I lost my brother in November of my youngest brother, November of 2015. And it was just, it was horrible. And so to this day, I had thought about maybe I'd move to New York or maybe I move here, but I'm never going to move anywhere 2 miles away from my brother. And in 2012, I was in a horrific car accident. And
let me just stop you for 1 second before we get into that story,
yes,
because that's also an important story. But at the same time, I just want everyone to understand that, I mean, you still like what drew me to you is that you just have this incredible spirit about you. You've been through a lot, as we all have.
Right.
But just like seeing you and meeting you, and you know, you still just have this incredible presence. You're happy. You're like, you know, you're happy to live the next day of
Absolutely.
Your life.
Every day you get up, you're happy.
And that's so inspiring to
and
me.
My mom had a wonderful saying, like I've been through a lot, but my mom had this most fabulous saying that if everybody threw their problems up in the air, you'd always grab your own because you don't know what the other person's problems are. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, that's so true. Oh, my
right?
God. Because
right?
we're all worried about it. We're all in our own heads.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
So I appreciate. So the thing that, you know, most means the most to me is family. And then friends. I collect friends, as you and Victor know very well.
Victor's my husband, by the way.
Yes, Victor's his, Steve Vella's husband. And they are a lovely, 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 fashionable, fun, wonderful couple. I love them to death. My girlfriend loves them to death.
Thank you.
And so that ties everything together. Family first, friendship, and that's what Versace is. It's family, and they're my friends. And so when I'm having a really rough day, I just get in my closet. I'm like, oh, God, I haven't seen that silk in years. Let me throw that one on. Oh, please. I'm going to walk out the house and I am going to look fierce walking down
yes.
the street.
And I love it. And listen, guys, I mean, guys, women, everybody in radio land, like, honestly, like, this is a heterosexual man.
Yes.
And he's telling himself he wants to go out in this day and look fierce.
Yes.
Like, that's incredible.
Thank you. Two snaps in a circle.
No, it just goes to show, like, I mean, if you're just like, I mean, you're yourself, you're incredible.
Yeah, you have to be yourself. Like my closest friends, they would never be caught wearing my cloak, my closet. They look in my closet and they just laugh. Like I've had like my best friend.
Oh, yeah, same.
Oh, yeah. He'll look at my closet. He looks at my closet and see all the colors. He goes, would somebody throw up in your closet? Because it's just like colors everywhere.
Right, right.
But that's me. And that's the way I carry myself. And so you have to be yourself. Enjoy tomorrow. Tomorrow, you get up, you thank yourself for the day, and you have another fabulous day. And I'll be having another fabulous day in Versace.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, okay. We have a few more minutes, but I want to just backtrack because we didn't get to talk about your brother and that you brought him in your home. And I mean, I don't want to go like, that was actually really fun and exciting, but now I don't want to go back to the Mormon, but I feel like it's important because how family is so important.
It was, I mean, my brother was, I got a phone call that he was found unconscious in a parking lot. And then he was in the hospital on a ventilator. And while he was in the hospital, I went down to where he was living with his friends. And I moved all of his stuff into my house because I figured if he got off that ventilator and got out of the hospital, I was going to take care of him. I was going to make sure that he had a wonderful life for however long he had left. And it was 5 years after that, and he was on he was on dialysis 3 days a week, and he was on 21 meds a day, and it was a tough life. But I wanted to make sure that each one of his days was fabulous, too. And so that made it was worth it to me. I could have gone back to work. I got job offers, but family was more important to me. You can't replace money with family. Family is the most important thing. You can have all the millions in the world, but you don't have a close, wonderful, loving family. That's right. It.
Right. Oh, my God. It's such a beautiful story. Oh, my God. Did he ever dress up in your Versace?
Oh, he tried. He tried.
And you're like, you're not
alone. He goes, I can't even get in a sleeve. He was big.
Oh, my God. That's so phenomenal.
Oh, but he did wear the Versace cologne.
Oh, he did.
And he was fabulous.
I love it. And he felt great, right?
Oh, he felt fabulous.
That's
because
so good.
I brought him a big bottle of Versace cologne. And I mean, it should have lasted him like 6 months. And then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, he goes, got to get me another bottle. I'm like, what are you, bathing in this stuff? What?
Right. Well, I mean, so important. I think that it's amazing that, I just love you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And if you guys want to check out his personal collection, it is on
Instagram at Brian Abes.
B-R-Y-A-N-A-B-E-S. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.